the Heaven and Home Hour. Monday, time for the Heaven and Home Hour to come your way again from Glendale, California. My name is Russell Kilman, your host each day on the broadcast, and we're glad for the many friends who tune us in. We're glad for our new station in Hartford, Connecticut area, WINF. We're heard there each evening at 12:30 p.m., and we're glad that we can come your way on the Heaven and Home Hour. Have a thought in the hand here about two definitions. An atheist is one who believes there is no God, but a Christian who worries is one who lives as if there were no God. We may not need a halo on our head, but certainly every child of God should have a solo in his heart. We sing Sweet Hour of Prayer, and yet we are content with a few minutes a day of prayer. We sing Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing My Great Redeemer's Praise, yet we have the opportunity to witness to another. We fail to use one tongue we do have. We sing Serve the Lord with Gladness, and we complain about all the things we have to do. We sing, there shall be showers of blessing, and yet we do not bother to come to church when it's raining. So I trust this isn't true of you, my friends. I trust you'll come to church when God's house, the door is open, and enjoy fellowship with all the saints around the throne of God. This month on the Heaven and Home Hour, of course, we have for you our little book entitled The Marks of a Cult by Dr. Dave Breeze. And of course, it's our way of saying thank you to you for your faithfulness towards the Heaven and Home Hour. Today, I want to turn your hearts and minds over to Psalms 143. My heart was blessed when I read a little booklet by Dick Hillis, and it's been preying on my mind, and I want to leave it with you today as we begin our week and give you just something about priorities for the week or priorities for the day. In Psalms 143, the scripture says, I remember the days of old, and I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. And notice these precepts now. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies, and I flee unto thee to hide. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of the uprightness, and then quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. My 4 years in the Navy taught me something, and that was to have a plan for the day. Many of us in this life live on kind of a recurrent routine of worship on Sunday, work all week, and witness as we are able. But could you slow down long enough to consider some priorities for your day? This first thought in Psalms 143:8, when he says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. In other words, cause me to hear in the morning your word. Now, I've asked you the question before, and I'll ask it again. When is the best time for fellowship with God? I personally think the best time for fellowship with God is in the morning, before the day crowds in upon you. Many years ago, there was a movie entitled That Love Is Better in the Afternoon. Well, I think fellowship with our Lord is always better in the morning before all of the trials and all of the cares come in upon you. Some weeks ago now, I had the opportunity to be in the Dinuba area with our good friends, the Dave Hopers, and I enjoyed so much sitting down with them in the morning and having a little bowl of granola and the orange juice and the brewer's yeast. And as we sat there, Dave opened up the Word and he read to us from his Bible. And I enjoy that little time in the morning around the table. This is the time for communion. I trust that you've learned to have communion around the table with the Lord. Now, normally, I find myself telling God my plans in the morning instead of listening first to Him and see what He has to say. And I believe it's better for us to listen and obey than for God to listen to me. You see, He knows my every need before I start the day. He knows my thoughts through the day. and he knows the intent of my heart. So I say, get to know his will, then you can walk in confidence through the day with him. And then the last part of that verse, Psalms 143:8b, if you want to cause of that, he says, not only cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, but cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Do you believe what the Word of God teaches? That the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way? That's what it tells us in Psalms 37:23. Again, in verses 30-31 of that same psalm, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. And you can have this kind of confidence in your life. Are you seeking direction in your life? Or are you seeking direction for your life? I believe the secret is found in Psalms 119:133. Order my steps in thy word. You see, God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We don't wander aimlessly as a child would wander, but God's word, the Holy Spirit, and circumstances will lead you in his perfect will. But I go down to verse 9 of that same psalm. He says, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Deliver me from mine enemies. Remember, when you're slogging through the deep waters, you have someone who is with you. Now, Simon and Garfunkel's song, A Bridge Over Troubled Waters, is not very scriptural, for I find no bridge over troubled waters in Scripture, but I do find one who goes with you through the deep waters. Have you ever stopped to think of trouble that you have avoided because of his protecting hand? My father-in-law, Clarence Erickson, back in the 1920s, was having revival services, and on the closing night of that revival service, they gave him a love offering. He put it in his coat pocket, and he started home in his automobile, and he got very tired. He said he just couldn't keep his eyes open, so he pulled into a gas station where there was a light on, and he napped over the wheel for just a little while. Then when he awoke, he drove down the road to a restaurant to get just a cup of coffee to keep him awake, and as he walked into that restaurant, everybody was in pandemonium. You see, a robber had just been in there and told all the patrons to put everything in their pockets out on the counter, and he stole everything they had. And Clarence Erickson said, thank the Lord for sleep. And he patted his pocket with the love offering. You see, we can say, Lord, deliver me from mine enemies. Biblical illustrations are profuse concerning God's protection. Think of David being hunted like an animal, or Paul en route to Rome. When Robert Bruce, the famous emancipator of Scotland, was fleeing from his enemies, he sought refuge in a cave. And although his pursuers were close behind him, when they reached his hideout, a spider had built a web over the mouth of the cave. His enemies concluded that he would not have entered into the cave without destroying the web. So no wonder Bruce prayed, O God, thank you that in the tiny bowels of a spider, you can have a place for me, a shelter, and then send the spider in time to place it for my protection. Now, in verse 10 of that same psalm, he says, teach me to do thy will. This is obedience. First of all, we had communion, then we had protection, now we have obedience. Teach me to do thy will. We are told to be more than just hearers of the word. We are told to be doers of the world, of the word. Now, I believe that knowing is in the head, but doing is in the heart. One way to have satisfaction in life is to walk in obedience to the revealed will of God. The Bible tells us in Psalms 84:11, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk uprightly. And I believe that Psalms 37:4 is for you today. We're told to delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. King Saul said centuries ago, when he disobeyed God, he said, it is better to obey than to sacrifice. Dr. Torrey tells of a lady who was a Christian worker. She came to him and said, Dr. Torrey, I can no longer believe in God. Because when her husband was ill, she had prayed for his recovery, and God had failed her. Dr. Torrey pointed her to 1 John 3:22 and asked if she were obeying the conditions that were laid down. And that verse says, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. She said, Dr. Torrey, I'm afraid I have not obeyed God. Well, then he said, God has not failed you, has he? But you have failed him. And the whole cloud of doubt disappeared from over her mind. Have you learned the great lesson of life to be subdued to him? I say, as we had in the Navy, have a plan for your day. Put down certain priorities and live like this was your last day upon the earth. You see, it very well could be your last day upon the earth. We have no promise of tomorrow. So I say, get off the treadmill existence that you're living on and allow your life to simply flow by his divine initiative. So consider what I've spoken about today on the Heaven and Home Hour. Communion caused me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. I trust you take time out with the Lord in the morning before the day crowds in upon you and you learn to walk with him even before you begin to walk in the day. And then direction caused me to know the way that I should walk. I was delighted when I was in the fruit basket of the Mission area there in Fresno and Kern County. Here, folks, when I was out working with the vines, I had a little transistor radio tuning in to KRDU. And some of them heard us on the Heaven and Home Hour. And then protection. He says, deliver me, O God, from mine enemies. Do you have this kind of feeling in your heart? You can ask God to give you divine protection. You can when you're his. And then lastly, obedience. Teach me to do thy will. As a child of God, this ought to be your constant aim and desire to please him in all that you do. I find great pleasure in doing something pleasing for my family, for my wife, for my children. And my friend, if you please God, you can know this. If you please him, he's going to give you the desires of your heart. If you don't know Christ, you're bereft of all of these privileges that I've been speaking about. And it all begins today by making a commitment with Christ. First of all, by accepting his finished work on Calvary. Secondly, by believing his word. And thirdly, by confessing him as your Lord and Savior. My friend, that's the ABCs of the gospel. Accept, believe, and confess. And when you do these three things, my friend, God will begin to speak to your heart in a wonderful way. I've spoken to you today from Psalms 143, verses 8 down there through 10, of having priorities for your day. And I say, have a plan for your life. It's my practice to have a little 3x5 card in my pocket and make it more than just worship on Sunday, work all week, and witness if you're able. Use those priorities to serve Jesus Christ even this day. And our Father, as we think once again about priorities for the day, help us each one to use what we have for thee and to make the most use of our day as we serve thee. Our Father, we love thee and thank you once again for the opportunities we have. Well, we ask them in Jesus' name. Amen. It's always been our joy to begin the week with you. Could I urge you this month to have a sustaining part in the ministry of the Heaven and Home Hour? Some of the station managers have said if you don't let the listeners know your needs, they won't help you. So each month, we face a large mountain that has to be surmounted. Would you climb the mountain with us with your gift for the Heaven and Home Hour? Without asking, we will automatically send our book of the month, The Marks of a Cult, by Dr. Dave Brees. I was in hope that Dave would have been here in person in the month of March, so he could be able to speak with you in person and tell you about the book itself. But his book will assist you in discovering error in doctrine when you read it. So everyone receives, without asking, The Marks of a Cult, free and postpaid, because of the Heaven and Home Hour. Thank you for writing now. Our mailing address is still the Heaven and Home Hour, Post Office Box 100, Glendale, California, 91209, for our friends in Canada, Three Hills, Alberta. Hear these words in closing. Some people quit reading anything but superficial books. They die at 30, are buried at 70 or 75. My friend, a thought well worth pondering. Notice what you're reading. Take time to read God's word and you'll be a better man or a better person for it. Have a good day now and goodbye again.
Address your letter to the Heaven and Home Hour, Post Office Box 100 in Glendale, California. 91209 is the zip code. Include our call letters when writing. Valley temperature is right now 30 degrees. 40% chance of snow today and colder temps. 35 to 40 is the highest we're expected to experience today here in Billings. A low tonight 20 to 25 and a 40 to 45 degree reading on the top of the mercury for tomorrow. 40% today, 20 tonight, 40% chance of snow tomorrow. 29 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You know, something just feel good. Like night for the first time ever in a brand new Chevrolet all your own. Son, you need something to pick you up? Well, we got Monte Carlo, Country, Zimbabwe, Chevelle, and the Nova Economy 6. We got a big small in between, so you can drive home, baby.